We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
Back 10:03 on the Fan and a very good Tuesday morning. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on. Francesa on the Fan will come your way. Dope Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, I'll tell you what, the Yankee beat just keeps going on and on and on. I mean, it's unbelievable. Last night, they went to Cincinnati, beat up the Reds. Tanaka wasn't brilliant, it didn't have to be, but gave the Yankees seven strong innings after the bullpen got so overworked in that 18-inning game. I mean, it's unreal. 21-9, best record in baseball. Ka-ching, ka-ching. 63 to go.
I try to be really patient because it's still like not half a season. It's not even a third of a season, but I even said this to you this morning. It's getting close to being a lock.
Oh, yeah.
On the over.
Yeah, barring
it's
catastrophe.
It's moving in that direction. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, it's funny. And by the way.
You said I should have doubled down and bet them to win the division, too.
Well, you would have had great odds on that.
Of course.
Yeah, still have a long way to go.
I'm not saying they will, but I mean, you're right. I would have got terrific odds on it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because let's be honest, the over-under thing is going to be boring very soon.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be such a lock.
It looks that way.
We have Yankee tickets to give away, not just Yankee tickets, but Jeter night tickets to give away every single hour. You know, I watch the Yankees and I think to myself, well, at some point they're going to cool off. Like at some point they're going to hit a speed bump. And going into last night.
And no Aaron Judge last night either.
No Aaron Judge. They give him a day. You know, I just kind of looked at last night and said, here's this kid, Rookie Davis, right? Who the Yankees actually had. They traded him in the Aroldis Chapman trade. They got into Cincinnati at like 6 a.m. I mean, they literally just walked in.
They
slept a couple hours in a hotel and went to play.
Right.
Last night to me was like the perfect day for the Yankees to get beat up. You know, Rookie Davis twirls like seven scoreless innings. The Yankees look half asleep. And, you know, they'll lose a game and you wouldn't even be able to complain as a Yankee fan because of what they were able to do against the Cubs. Maybe even a letdown. You know, you play three games at Wrigley Field. Now you go to Great American Ballpark where it wasn't exactly, brimming with fans. And instead, they start the game by just sending a message.
Absolutely. Right off the gate. Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. First, you've got Rookie Davis forgetting the cover first.
Is that really the guy's name, Rookie?
I think it's his nickname. I think his real name is William. Yeah, I think that's like a nickname caught on. But it's a great name. You know, Rookie Davis.
There you go.
So he forgets the cover first. It's like he's the one who woke up, you know, a couple hours before game time. Aaron Hicks, who Yankee fans have to love now because all the guy does is hit, gets a hit. Ellsbury draws a walk. Sanchez gets a hit. Didi gets a hit. And before you're like Derriere is comfortable in the seat, it's 3-0. And, you know, you mentioned this about Tanaka. Here's why I would use the word brilliant for Tanaka. Because this guy knew going in, I got to give my team innings.
Yeah, he did know that. Yeah.
And somehow, some way, even when, I think it was the fourth inning when they had bases loaded, nobody out, and you're thinking, oh, boy, this is going to be a disaster. You know, Tanaka doesn't have it. The Reds are going to come back. Yankees are going to have to go in their bullpen again. Oh, yeah, yeah. And Tanaka gets out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam with the pop-up and then the very easy double play. And then he fights and he claws and he gives you seven innings. And even though it wasn't the greatest line and he gave up 10 hits, the fact, Joe, that he was able to give you seven innings, 110, 115 pitches, whatever it was, on a night where they needed it, I thought it was brilliant for Tanaka and the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I mean, everything right now is just coming up roses for them. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, right. I don't know what else to say. I mean, you can't tell me Brian Cashman, Joe Girardi, the most ardent Yankee fan, never expected this to be what's going on right now. Nobody.
Well, I think that no matter what team you root for, if someone tells you, even whether you're the Cubs, the Nationals, the Indians, Mets, whatever team you root for, if somebody tells you you're going to start the year 21-9,
yeah, right,
you're going to throw a party.
Right, of course.
And like you even said yesterday, if you factor in
1-4 starts, yeah, and now it's 20-5.
It's 20-5.
Think about it. 20 out of 25 they've won.
It's just an incredible run. And, you know, you can't even pinpoint one guy because it really is everybody. You know, mm-hmm. Matt Holliday had two more hits last night, including that bomb of a home run. Yep. We mentioned Aaron Hicks, who's hitting .342.
Incredible.
Where'd that come from?
Torres got a couple more hits last night, drove in another run, too. Oh, how about him?
Of course he did. Of course he did.
It's ridiculous.
Gary Sanchez woke up with a three-hit day.
Right. Wait till he really starts to hit, too. Wait till he really gets rolling.
Seriously, like, it's everybody. And you got Brett Gardner, who all of a sudden
missed
is like...
Missed a home run.
Yeah, he's got six home runs.
I know.
And that home run last night, oh, my God, that was a bomb.
Yep.
That was a bomb. Those two home runs they hit late, Gardner and Holliday.
Holliday, yeah.
Those were a few, like, Aaron Judge-type home runs.
Yep.
They were blasts.
Well, the ball flies out of there anyway, but you're right. They were both monstrous shots, no question.
And look, right now, the Yankees are thinking to themselves.
And this team was hot. Let me just also say, this team had just beat up the Giants. Now, the Giants aren't very good.
Right.
But they outscored them, what, like 32-5 in the three games?
They annihilated them. Right now, the Yankees are saying, yeah, we'll continue to play interleague play. We've got no problem with that because they are just destroying the National League.
Yes.
They're 8-2 against the National League, and those two losses were to the Pirates.
Yeah,
they swept the Cardinals.
That's right. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Pirates. That's
that was
right.
it. Yeah. They swept the Cardinals. They swept the Cubs. And you know what? They'll probably sweep the Reds tonight.
Yeah, well, it's only 2 games, so.
But I have 2 negatives. You ready?
Go.
And they're really not negatives.
Go ahead.
Number one is Drew Storen was trying to kill somebody last night. Actually, he wasn't trying. He was that bad. So he hits three guys in one inning. Yeah. And Chase Headley looked like he, you know, I think Girardi even said after the game he's going to get a day
tonight.
Off.
Yeah, he's not going to play tonight.
So that was a little, not a great moment. And here's the other negative, and there's nothing you could do about this. You're 21-9, you'd like to be more than a half game up, but the Orioles, to their credit, have really played tremendous baseball. They're 21-10.
Beat the Nationals last night.
And did you
thank
see?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Baltimore. We love you.
We appreciate that.
Did you see the way that game ended?
I did not see how it ended.
This is great. So the Nationals are rallying. They have second and third, one out, 6-4.
Yep.
Here we go. I forget who the batter was. Hits a ground ball to first base. All right. So Chris Davis fields it. And all of a sudden, I guess Adam Lind at third didn't try to score, but the runner from second, Trey Turner, did try to go to third. So Davis gets him in a rundown, and they get Adam Lind for the unorthodox double play.
Wow.
And that's how the game ends.
That's how the game ended?
Bad loss.
Wow.
You have second
and
third.
That's
a great loss. Yeah, it's a great loss.
Bad loss for them.
Yeah. But hey, look, the Nationals are 21-11. What can they complain about?
That's true.
But that's the one thing that the Orioles, to their credit, and again, like I said, there's nothing the Yankees could do about it. They're playing such good baseball that the Yankee lead, despite having this incredible record, is only half game. Meanwhile, the Astros are 21-11, and they're up 6 in their division. Mm. So sometimes it's luck, but I'll tell you, they are crushing the National League right now.
Oh, God. Destroying them. And when did they play the Mets? Not till August, right?
Oh, that's a while from now.
Yeah, and only, what, four games, I think, too, right?
Yeah, they're doing the 2-2 thing.
Right, right.
If you look at what the American League East has done to the National League Central, it is, like, almost unfair. It is 20-9.
Is that what it is?
For the AL East versus the National League Central. Actually, that could be off, because that's just the American League East and interleague play. So I think the Orioles obviously just played the Nationals, so... It's the American League East versus the National League. But, man, the Yankees have really taken advantage of the schedule, and they're beating up these poor National League teams right now.
Amazing. No, they're beating everybody up. I mean, right now the Yankees, you know what I mean, you could say it. They're probably the best team in baseball at this moment.
Yeah, and they're playing that way. And I think one of the teams that's pretty close to them, at least record-wise, is the Houston Astros, and they're going to get 4 games with them over the weekend.
Interesting.
So that will be an interesting test for them. But every test this team has had, they've passed. And in a lot of ways... Last night was really an impressive test, considering what they were coming off of in more ways than one Sunday night. The length of that game and the letdown factor, like I mentioned. I mean, you played 3 games at Wrigley Field with like this World Series kind of atmosphere. Then you walk into Cincinnati on a Monday night, and clearly the guys were ready for it because they jumped all over rookie Davis right out of the gate.
They did. And they'll try for it again tonight. Wait, CC on the mound tonight, right?
CC Sabathia, and certainly he's a guy.
He's been shaky the last couple times out. I'm being nice saying that.
Yeah,
that's
I
not
mean,
been good.
He's a guy you want to get straightened out right now. He's pitched to a high ERA up near 5.5, but this is an offense that can bail you out. It really can. So it's been an incredible start for the Yankee team, but their start has been overshadowed by all the off-the-field stuff. And the latest with Matt Harvey is that, according to Page Six, the night before, he was out partying till 4 a.m. Then he went and played golf. And then there's the question of when did he text message Dan Worthen? You know, who texted first? Here's the bottom line. All these details. I don't care. All right? He served the suspension. If he wants to appeal it, I think it's dopey, but I guess he can. He has to win the trust back of his teammates. And he's got to come back tonight and just apologize to them.
That's what he's got to do. Because
all you have to do is listen. And I know Reyes takes a lot of crap because it's like, who's Jose Reyes to say anything? Here's the point. He's got to get his teammates on his side. And I think he could do it in two ways. Number one is apologizing. Yep. But number two, which is more important, is pitch well because they need him.
No, they need him. And you know, one thing that bothers me a little bit, the Mets saying that they're not pitching him at Citi Field in this series because, you know, it's not about them not wanting to expose him to the fans. Don't give me that nonsense.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Don't even give me that nonsense. That's bull. They don't want to expose him to the fans. Of course they don't.
Which is not a good reason.
No, I'm with you.
It's not a good reason.
No, let him take his medicine. Let him go out there and pitch in New York and let him hear the fans boo him.
Absolutely.
Please.
And I don't even know how many people would be there tomorrow afternoon to boo him
anyway.
That's
right. It's to an afternoon game, too.
If you want to give me the, hey, we want him to throw a side session thing, that's fine. But it should not be about where the game is. And you know what?
Well, they're saying it's not, but I don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it either. I think it's mostly because of that.
Of course. Of course.
And that shouldn't be the case.
Nope.
But here's the thing with Matt Harvey. Like, the Mets need him so badly. You know, like last night, Jacob DeGrom was okay. He strikes out a lot of guys. His walks are way up. Continues to be a problem. He gave up the home run to Buster Posey like immediately after the Mets tied the game. But you know what? Six innings, three runs for this rotation feels like a complete game shutout.
It is a quality start, right?
It is.
You still call that a quality start. Their ERA. I mean, they're showing the ERAs last night. I think only the Reds have a worse ERA. The Mets ERA is like 5.5 or something like
that. It's that bad.
I mean, it's unbelievable how bad it is.
And that's why.
Really?
That's why they need Harvey.
They do. Of course they need him.
He doesn't need to be Dark Knight, but he needs to be
a solid pitcher. He needs to be decent is what he needs. That's what he needs.
You mentioned this the other day about how he wanted to be or wants to be like Derek Jeter.
Yep.
And I think Joel Sherman had a column about that as well.
Okay.
Maybe Derek Jeter is the only guy that can get to this guy. So if I'm Curtis Granderson, it has to be Curtis because he played with Jeter.
Right, right.
I would call up Jeter and say, Derek, I need a favor. How you been? Congratulations on the marriage and the kid and all that.
Get your number retired.
Yeah, number retired. I love you. Derek, I need one big favor. Can you call up Matt Harvey and read him the riot act? Because honestly, I don't think Matt Harvey listens to anybody. I think Derek Jeter, I'm not even kidding. I think Derek Jeter may be the only human being that Matt Harvey would listen to. He loves him. He respects him. He's the great Derek Jeter. He wants to be Derek Jeter. How great would it be if Derek Jeter basically said, hey, Matt, you want to be me? You want to be me? Show up.
Right.
You want to be me?
Right.
Be a leader. You want to be me? Perform.
Maybe Lundqvist could talk to him, too.
Yeah, it could be the other guy. But you know what? With all due respect to Henrik, give me Jeter.
No, Jeter's the guy.
give me Jeter.
No, I'm not saying that. But I mean, I'm trying to be funny because he's such a Ranger fan. Yeah, here's another guy that's, you know, a longtime New York superstar to give him, you know, give him a little feel of what it's all about.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, another guy I'm sure he respects.
Absolutely. I wish Sandy Alderson, I know he probably has no relationship with Derek Jeter whatsoever, but I really think Matt Harvey comes across like a guy where nobody could tell him anything, right?
Yeah, well, it seems that way.
And I think Derek Jeter, his idol, everybody's idol, basically, could maybe read him the riot act. And they obviously have a relationship because Derek made him the New York something on the Players Tribune. Remember, he gave him a title.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So, Derek, if you're listening, I know you're not. If somebody knows Derek, can you beg him to call Matt Harvey and read him the riot act? Because I think Derek Jeter is the only hope in saving the lost soul that is Matt Harvey.
Well, he's lost right now. There's no question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.